You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates, broadcasting live from In Christ Alone, the National Youth Gathering of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in New Orleans, Louisiana. Joining me this morning, Pastor Mark Marino from Hope Lutheran Church in Melbourne, Florida. Good morning, Pastor Marino.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Glad to have some time with you this morning. Thanks for dashing over from breakfast to spend some time. How are the youth from Hope doing this week?
The youth are doing great. They're appropriately exhausted, but they've been having a great time between the mass events and all the different breakout interest centers. And we had a great time last night with the Skit guys, so that kept them up pretty late.
Yeah, I couldn't make it. I tried. I couldn't stay awake that long. Well, glad that that you brought some students. How many students did you bring from Hope?
We brought six kids today, this year.
Excellent. Tell me a little bit about your ministry. You serve at Hope Lutheran Church in Melbourne, Florida. Tell me a little bit about the congregation and your ministry.
Yeah, so blessed to be there. I've actually been in Melbourne now for 14 years. I started off as an associate pastor at a nice established church, Faith Vieira Lutheran. And they had said, you know, we really have this idea of planting another church in the area. Rather than one church that gets too big, we'd love to just continue to plant churches. And so they asked me after 1 year, and I said, I don't think I'm ready yet. And they asked me a second year, and I said, I still don't think I'm ready yet. And then the third time, I said, absolutely, I see where this is going. So we've been so blessed. We started off in a storefront. We actually started off in a school, then went to one storefront, to another storefront. And the ministry there, I've approached it as trying to reach out certainly to folks who don't have any kind of a church background, no faith to speak of. So trying to find people that match that isn't very hard, and just beginning to have that conversation with them, sharing Christ with them. And if they don't wind up at our church, my prayer is, of course, that they wind up at some church, that they get connected and start to investigate and get invested in their own faith.
Now, in addition to serving at Hope, you also wear another hat, or should I say another collar?
Yeah, a hat, a cover. So I serve in the Navy. I've been in the Navy for also just about the same time I've been a pastor, 15 years now. And so I have been serving with Marines for a great majority of my career as a Navy chaplain. But I was also blessed to go and serve out in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba last year, which was an interesting experience with all the detainees and some of the political rhetoric that goes around out there. But I was gone from the congregation for a little over 4 months.
How does that your service as a chaplain, how does it affect the congregation? How does it benefit the congregation? How do your youth learn from your experience?
Yes, that's a great question. I always try to figure out that answer in terms of vocation, because nobody ever asks, how can you be a good husband and a good father, as if one were exclusively, exclusive of the other? But being a pastor and being a reserved chaplain, you know, sometimes people can talk about it that way. Don't you get distracted? Don't you get divided, et cetera, et cetera? But the long and short of it is, the church benefits in so many ways from me being a chaplain, and all the Marines and sailors that I deal with benefit from me being a pastor. So I can bring word and sacrament ministry, to a place and to a ministry that doesn't often see that in terms of the military. And we've got Lutheran boys and girls, young men and women that are out there serving. So now we have a Missouri Synod pastor taking care of them. But with our congregation, sometimes what I go and do can be invisible because they don't see it. So I actually try to figure out ways to, capture those moments, whether it's pictures or videos, or every once in a while actually having somebody come and speak at the church. But one of the benefits, for instance, has been all the different training that I've received in terms of counseling, presentation that I get from the military, much of which translates into the parish.
So it really is a beneficial relationship or partnership as you serve in both settings. Now, here at the National Youth Gathering, you've brought youth with you, participating in events here, also involved in your district booth. Tell me a little bit about your district.
Yes, the SELC district, though it's least in the tribe of Judah, it does exist here in the Missouri Synod. It was the old Slovak Evangelical Lutheran Church, and I'm wanting to say it was sometime in the 50s or 60s when there was a lot of church mergers taking place. The SELC district joined the Missouri Synod because basically we had a complete confession of faith that was identical. And so what happened is they said, we'll join the Missouri Synod, but we want to be our own district. So we're a non-geographic district, and we're located in 11 states, also in Canada. We have 55 congregations, and so we're very blessed to do ministry in that way.
And so you're part of the district booth here at the National Youth Gathering. Our 35 districts have booths here at the gathering. Why is it valuable for our youth to learn about our districts and how our church body is organized?
Yeah, you know, that's always a fun question when the kids come by. They take a look at these different district booths, and they happen to stop at ours because we have a lot of little toy Pokemon, and we're handing those out, capitalizing on the Pokemon Go craze. But what winds up happening is when they break stride and we begin to talk to them a little about our district, they begin to ask questions more about their district. And what it really does is it begins to invest them in the concept of how the church is structured, because for them, they don't really see beyond their own church or maybe some of the other churches in their county or something like that. And then they start getting this dawning realization and appreciation of all the different Lutheran churches out there, and they figure out how they begin to fall. And so I like to think it's an introduction for many of them to how their church, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, looks.
What has, having been here at the National Youth Gathering for a couple of days now, what's been the highlight so far for you?
You know, the highlight for me, I've been now in ministry for about 15 years, and so you know, I run into all sorts of people that I know. It's like a great big family reunion. So it's wonderful to see that. But it's also wonderful because I have two of my own flesh and blood youth out of that six that are here. And for them to come to the youth gathering for the very first time and to hear such incredible speakers sharing the gospel, sharing God's law, putting all those things together, reinforcing what they've learned. It's been truly amazing, but also you know, all the different service opportunities. Absolutely love that that's one of the major emphasis here at the gathering. It's unbelievable. It blows me away.
The number of service opportunities, servant events going on, it's not just a national youth gathering, but it's also a domestic side mission trip in some sense, you know, staying here in the United States and going and serving in another community. When 25,000 people come into your community, you notice.
Absolutely. That was one of the neat things in the mass event last night is they were showing some a news broadcast. Of course, Baton Rouge had a terrible tragedy happen just days ago. And so the kids here, one of the service projects was just simply donating blood. And so the amount of blood donated just yesterday was enough to offset the need that is out in Baton Rouge. They actually trucked the blood out there. But that's just one example of how 25,000 folks are making a huge difference in the New Orleans area.
Absolutely. Well, we have just a few seconds left as we're wrapping up today or this morning. What are you up to next? Where are you headed next?
So this morning, you know, we've got Bible study. We've certainly enjoyed that with Pastor Travis Hartchin. For the day, we're going to try to zip up to the quarter and grab a real lunch instead of the Subway and all those kinds of things around here. We're going to go and have a real, real lunch in a nice restaurant, and then we'll get back at it.
Very good. Pastor Mark Marino, Hope Lutheran Church, Melbourne, Florida. Thanks for being my guest this morning here on His Time at the National Youth Gathering.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
I'll send it back to the studio, Buzz. Time for morning prayer.